Blog Talk Radio.
All right. God damn it. I have to continue to put on your mind about this abba-dabba. You know, we're used... We're using the abba-dabba. And I mean, a lot of you motherfuckers don't even know why there are phrases or sayings. That shit is important. At one time, I mean, just about as far back as you can remember. Far back as you can go in history. Or far back as you can trace. In America especially, every subculture had their share of sayings. Every culture, subculture. Now, part of the value in sayings and using them correctly is, you know, we could be in the midst of some trouble. We could be in the midst of enemies and, you know, use the saying from our hood or from somewhere that we all connect from. and we can communicate with each other what our next move is going to be without the other motherfuckers knowing what the fuck we talking about. Another reason is using it shows that you recognize that the fucking struggle continues. It ain't over. So why do you pay attention back in the day when somebody yelled 5-0? I mean, shit. At one time, police drove Mustangs, 5.0s. Is it because of that? Or is it because of that program, Hawaii 5-0? Because Hawaii 5-0 had nothing to do with Mustangs. 5-0 was the police. Now, it evolved. 5-0 could mean either one because they did drive Mustangs, and Hawaii 5-0 was on at the same time. So my point is you should know the origins of whatever you say out your mouth so you can mean what it means. And as long as you mean what the saying means and you're doing what the saying says, you're going to be protected. You can abuse or misuse these sayings and you get no protection from them. So we gonna get into this a little deeper. Now, after, you know, let's say you one of these motherfuckers that don't know shit and you use 5-0 wrong and you got us tripping and then we see, oh shit, we ain't even had to trip. After we get to beat your motherfucking ass, you know, we gonna have to start partying all over, man. Who want to do that? You guys got to listen. All sayings have value. And you should not want to be the one to destroy that value. That value, excuse me. Hold on. There's only one saying that you guys have adopted that you motherfuckers should not ever have as something to say. And that it ain't tricking if you got it. Every motherfucker that tricks got it. You can't be a trick if you don't have it. So let's get that straight. I mean, it's really a joy when shit is, let's say me and you talking, And we're using correct words and saying this, and we just communicate, even though we talk it slick. I mean, that's something. It's something I live for. I think, well, I'm just saying, you got to understand. You got to be different today than you were yesterday. And you got to be different yesterday than you were 2 weeks ago. And you got to be different 2 weeks ago than you were a month ago. Why? Because we don't supposed to stay in the same place. We supposed to stay with the same mentality, but we supposed to continually progress. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. You know, I'm looking at my notes. I hate to have a look in my fucking notes like this, because I look over at my computer and they're so big over there, I can just see them. Now I have to, like, find these motherfuckers. So I'm going to buy another computer, so it ain't going to be like this long. But goddamn it, I got to see. So what I'm saying is, my dream, for some odd reason, has always been to be a leader of some kind. I've always felt that I should be a leader. Now, I thought it was going to be in those streets. You know, I was in them, and while I was in them, I was a leader. Or one of the representatives of leadership. But I think because of my growth and, you know, over the past few years, and yet, thanks to you, thanks to fucking with you guys, because of my growth, my mind is growing and going places that I never realized it would go. I haven't even thought about these things until they come up. But what does that say? What about that in your instance? And listen, all you guys, I refuse to just talk. I refuse to just pour information on you motherfuckers that don't want to do nothing but get it. And you're not getting it. You don't expose what you think from what I say. You just keep it to yourself. What if it's some bullshit you're thinking? It's the same as if I wasn't here. You're thinking bullshit, and you're going with it. Man, you guys make me fucking sick. And I'm telling you, there is going to come a time where I'm going to have to decide, do I want to do these, or am I about Five Oak University? Right now, I'm about both of these motherfuckers. You know, I get what I get from Sidewalk University, and I get what I get from doing these videos. But if I ain't getting shit from doing these videos, fuck them. You better believe me, because everything I done told you, I do. And you see, I ain't selling my goddamn confidence course. You know what? I might make an adjustment to that. Because some motherfuckers can't attend the school. So I'm going to be thinking about that. But my point is this. I'm at a point where my growth is more important than my word. It is. I've actually, after my master's degree, I developed a series of books directed towards parenting and how parenting is so important and we overlook it. But my point is we got to be, you know, real about what we think. I plan to have, or I want to have, at free or very little cost, panels for us to talk in real time. It could be over Zoom. I don't know. But I'm saying people all over the world want to express shit, but I don't want to start this shit. And you motherfuckers be like you are now, quiet. Because we can't function unless we have food for thought. You give us the food for thought. You give us the food, and we think about it. And then as we think about it, we in return give you this or that information about it, and you can actually live on it. But man, you can't live on shit that just we talk, or me, ain't no we. So what I'm saying is, the problems that we really face daily, men, are really small. I mean, they're only large because we wait so long to fucking tackle them. Life, look, listen, once we do tackle them, like everything else, we prevail. We win. You might not notice that, but every time you actually address something that's bothering you, you win. You guys gotta excuse me, my hay fever is really fucking with me. I gotta probably do this 100 times while I'm talking to you. But what I'm saying is, life is steadily progressing. Yours, mine, his, hers, everybody's life is steadily progressing. And you better make damn sure, you better make sure that you are too, because life will leave you behind. You guys are not progressing. That's why no matter what age you are at this point, I will bet, let's say if you're 10 years older than 17, which is 27, if you're anywhere over 17, all those 10 years, I bet you can look back those 10 years and see that you have not progressed. Do it! Why don't you do it? Fuck whether or not I'm telling the truth. How can a square-ass woman understand that when a motherfucker, let's call himself a pimp, calls his woman a bitch, he's not degrading her? Why can't you motherfuckers understand that? You can understand it. You just don't want to. You want to think what you think so you can remain in the comfort zone of the lies that you tell yourself. I read where a square asked my partner. My partner was, she was actually, not she. My partner's daughter was actually talking on her page to some other woman. And she was saying what her dad had said. And her dad had called her a bitch. Now, this woman thought that was fucked up because the nigga called his daughter a bitch. So when she was saying that she still loves her daughter, regardless of blah, 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 he even called me a bitch before. This woman said, you mean he's calling you a bitch, and you're proud of him? Now, of course, she's not proud to be called a bitch. But that's what this motherfucking woman is going to think. What I'm saying is, this woman takes what is said out of context. Because bitch means several things. Ain't that a bitch? Does that mean you're a bad woman? Man, this shit is a bitch. Does that mean you're a bad woman? Come on. Everything is about what you interpret it to be. So, this woman hears that word and what she thinks it means, you got to be saying it. And even if you aren't saying what she got, you're guilty for what she thinks. Many motherfuckers are stupid. I'm responsible for what I mean. Did not invent English. English, one word can mean several different things. So if you stuck on what you wanted to mean, and that's not what I mean, why should I care? I'm telling you. What I'm saying is, when a person hears the word bitch, let's say some woman, and she hears the word bitch referring to her, she is probably acting like a knuckle-headed bitch. But she don't want to hear that word bitch mean, bitch, you a knucklehead bitch. She don't want to hear that. But if she heard that and admitted how she was acting, she couldn't be offended. But, of course, she wants to be offended. And she thinks she should not be called a bitch. Most men call it like they see it. Most men do. But when a pimp calls his hoe a bitch, he is definitely calling it like he see it. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. That's why that motherfucking hoe cream, because of what they think the word bitch means. Now, you hear that word, oh my God, he called her a bitch. Thinking what the fuck you think. And if we put your thoughts in the situation, this is a horrible motherfucker. This motherfucker is, you know, whatever you think. But that's because of how you think. That is not about what he's doing. All right. See, me, you got to understand the tone in the context. Now, if I would say, come here, bitch. This bitch would go nuts.
You called me a bitch, oh my God!
But what I'm saying is, my bra know what I'm saying. Come here, bitch. She getting ready to get fucked in her mind as she come over to me. Because we're talking in loving terms. I'm serious. A pimp wanna be in a loving mood because that's the cue. The abba-dabba cue. Otherwise, I'm saying, of course you want to express this goddamn game, but you don't want to take the smoothness out of it to where the woman don't feel feminine. That's the cue. Keeping that woman feeling feminine so she can go do what females do, having her think the way you're projecting thoughts should be handled. Man, this is big shit. What's degrading? You think the shit we're talking is degrading. What's degrading is you sticking your bitch-ass thoughts or your nose in business that you ain't even got no business fucking with. If you don't want to be no hoe, why the fuck are you thinking about what hoes go through? No, that doesn't make sense to you. Because if I wanted to be a sprinter, I would think about what skiers do. Or would I think about what sprinters do? This is how crazy you guys are. You fucking think in such abstract, crazy ways, you can't make sense of your thoughts. So you just say them, believe them, and let it go at that. You don't care where it's going to take you. You don't care nothing about it. Man. I remember one time. I'm serious. I remember one time. First of all, McDonald's ain't always been here. And I was here when McDonald's wasn't here. But when that motherfucker came, you know, they had all these commercials and different shit and introduced this, introduced that. Because initially, hamburger stands was about a hamburger and french fries and a milkshake. They weren't about being a restaurant. So what I'm saying to you fellas, I'm on the track one time, and you know, McDonald's came out with the Big Mac. And McDonald's was saying how, come get a Big Mac, blah, blah, blah. Now, at the time, we were saying, nigga, a Big Mac. Mac, you know, and we get at a bitch, baby, this Big Mac, this Big Pimpin', you know, whatever we trying to make it mean, you know, we saying that shit. So I get at this broad, and I say, hey, girl, you ready for a Big Mac? That bitch said, nah, I already had lunch. Oh, man, whether you know it or not, she really cracked on me. And I could, I'm in my Gatsby. I'm Rosebud, jeweled up, all kind of shit. And the bitch said that shit. And it was insulting. I could have pulled over, got out of my car, you know, express myself. Or I could have did what I did, which was keep going, knowing I ain't gonna say no shit like that again. Bitches ain't stupid. She could have said, don't be fucking with me, I got a man. But she simply responded to what I was asking. And I saw all of that. This is the abba-dabba. That's game. The cue is when you start catching with the game. That bitch said she already had the motherfucker, her lunch. I wanted to get out and check her. But instead, it just taught me a lesson. You got to watch what you say to a hoe. You can't be media savvy and say shit that you that you be hearing on the commercial. Because you might get what? Commercialized. Because they be dropping love. I say, baby, you might get with this, you might get with a Big Mac this morning. No, even though it was early, I had my lunch already. That's why I get so referring to myself as a Big Mac. Hoping the bitch didn't, you know, put it together about a hamburger. Kind of nigga do shit like that. I am on one, if that's the case, because it never ceases to amaze me how you youngsters really think. I mean, when it comes to this fucking game, this abba-dabba Q, this abba-dabba E, you know, either one, you guys just think of it so weirdly. You know, me and Tay used to sit up and we used to just talk about all the things that we can do to get noticed. I'm serious. We go buy an 8-ball, couple bottles of motherfucking goddamn Hennessy. It might be 11, 12 o'clock. And then we might go to one of our spots. Bitch, you can't use this spot tonight. Me and Tay over here. you know, those used baby spots, blah, blah, blah. So I'm saying, we sit there, blow that cocaine, and drink that alcohol, talking about, I don't care if it was 7 or 8 hours, the shit that we could do to make us noticed. Now, when I came to, you know, Hollywood, there was only two motherfuckers they was talking about. Bill Cato and Sharon Parker. They hated both of those motherfuckers. When I seen those motherfuckers, I didn't realize I wanted to be hated. I didn't realize that. But when I seen them, both of them was really, 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 really fly. But Shantae's fly was the kind of fly I liked, where, you know, Joe Cato's fly was, you can't touch me, don't be nowhere around me because I'm too fly. Shantae's fly was, I'm so fly, you motherfuckers can all be around me, you can all try to see it and be it, but you can't do it unless you're like me. Man, I ain't saying which one the best. I'm just saying which one I like. And I like that nigga shit. I did. So, everyone was afraid of them two motherfuckers. And let me tell you something. They was afraid because their motherfuckers was pimping like mad Russians. Who the fuck do you think I looked for when I came to Hollywood? I looked for motherfucking Shantae and Joe Cato. And I didn't ever really see Joe Cato, but I did see Shantae. And that was the difference between them niggas. Shantae out there in the mix, you don't see me, woo, 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 woo. Joe Cato is an image that you think about. I mean, he's real, and his shit is dope as a motherfucker, but you don't really see yourself, or you don't really think of yourself as doing the shit like he do it. It's not appealing. He's lonely, look like he by himself, all that bullshit. Tay was like in the mix. Motherfuckers was fucking with this motherfucker because they liked, I guess, his style. So I met up with Shantae. And we've been friends for over 45 years. I mean, your pimp friend will be around far longer than any bitch you ever will have. You better think about that. And then be sharp as a motherfucker like Shantae. You're going to get action and getting laced. Because this nigga, Shantae like 72 or 73. And I'm like 69, so he got 4 years on me. And them 4 years separated us like a motherfucker when it comes to this game and what I knew and what he knew. But now once we start hanging, we both end up knowing the same shit. But initially, this nigga was way sharper than me. I was comfortable living in motels. You know, just living whatever, day to day. Until I start fucking with this nigga. Because fucking with this nigga, it ain't about no day-to-day shit, man. It's about long-lasting shit because this shit is forever. I didn't think like that when I came to Hollywood. Man, I went to this motherfucker's house and I was fucking flabbergasted. This was like, man, it wasn't like your parents' crib because your parents' crib ain't got no goddamn sunken living room, this, that, and the other in there. Hot tubs, woo-woo, swimming, all this old shit. This nigga had all that fucking shit. 4 bedrooms, 5-ass living room, swimming pool. I mean, just had all kind of shit exclusively decorated. And I said to that nigga, something that I live by today. This is 45 years ago. I said, nigga, you living like a celebrity. Because that's what I thought. Rich people, celebrities live like this. People like me live in motels and travel and blah, blah, blah. Man, That nigga said something to me that has stuck with me to this day. That nigga said, nigga, I am a celebrity. And you are too. If you pimp up, nigga. This nigga said that to me. I've never forgotten that shit. I've never forgotten that shit because it was so important to my development as a true pimp. In a pimp's mind and in his actions, you know, we are the celebrities. We are the motherfuckers. Fuck Michael Jordan. Fuck Mike Tyson. Although I wouldn't tell Mike Tyson that. But what I'm saying is, fuck all them motherfuckers because them motherfuckers can't do what I can do. They had affairs and shit and had problems and wanted to have more than one bitch. A nigga like me and Tank had as many bitches as we could catch and didn't fear damn one of them motherfuckers knowing about the other one. A nigga like me and Tank, we had as many bitches as we could catch and didn't fear damn bitch tripping because if she did, she was gone. I ain't giving a fuck, bitch. It's because I'm a full-fledged motherfucker with this abba-dabba. And there is not one question or situation on earth I can't shed some light on. Because I got this abba-dabba. Now, this is all because I put my time in at the table in the after hours with giants of this game. I ain't trying to compare with them right now, but I certainly am going to do what I need to do to be able to listen to them motherfuckers. And no matter what city I was in, no matter what I kicked it, the giants. I'm talking about the real niggas in New York. I kicked it with a bald head Skip. In Texas, I kicked it with Candyman. In D.C., I can't do with none other than Pepe Le Pew. And the list goes on and on. Because when you go somewhere, somebody is big there. And if you big wherever you from, you big niggas supposed to see the same way. But a lot of times we didn't. Some of them niggas would. I remember that nigga Fly Baby in Massachusetts. He was a fly nigga. We get to ride with that nigga, man, and this nigga go pick up his hoe off the track and kiss her right in the mouth. And he was a big nigga. Man, shit. That kind of shit was nasty. Why? Because a bitch been sucking dicks and everything else tonight. At least go brush your motherfucking teeth. See, the game don't stop. Sayings, pretty is or pretty does. This bitch is a 10. She's a fine motherfucker. And she come in off the track sucking dicks and want to kiss me? Bitch, you ugly motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? What I'm saying is, the only thing that stops in this game is your comprehension. You know, if you are lame, your comprehension of it is going to come to an end. And you need to understand that I'm sure, I am positive we've all heard the saying, game is to be sold and not told. You niggas in the streets today do not believe that, and you know you don't. You don't believe that goddamn shit because when a nigga trying to sell the shit, all you want to do is talk about how we trying to charge you. You want to know how I paid for the game that I got from Giants? Once I sat down with them motherfuckers, I sat there till the session was over. I'm not only intending on being there for a little while because I had to go home for whatever reason. But once I sat down and them niggas sat there for 40 hours, I had to be there. Or I wasn't going to be considered as, you know, a potential. I had to stay there till the session was over. you motherfuckers were barely able, I mean, not you motherfuckers, I'm talking about even me at that time, you was barely able to be excused to go piss. Some of those sessions would last 2 days. The entire time I was there, and, you know, I and whatever other young motherfucker was there, we bought all the blow and the drinks. That's right. We bought all the blow and the drinks the whole time. I'm saying we high as a fucking kite. But we still coherent enough to soak up that fucking game that's being spit. You know, some of us, you know, some of those fucking niggas, like Adolf, Marshall Johnson, Hollywood Gene, Wicked Cricket, them niggas was already 20 years older than us. And them motherfuckers would try to keep you up for 2 or 3 days just to see what kind of fucking stamina you had. Because that kind of shit is what the pimping is about. You can't say you was at a party tonight and come home, you got big problems with these hoes and need to go to sleep. Baby, wake up. You crazy motherfucker. You better be able to be drunk, stinking, and all that goddamn shit and still pimp. That's what them niggas taught us. So, you know what I'm saying is I would stay there until I couldn't hang. And then I would leave. But I would put at least 30 hours in. Way more than one day. Because it's the round table. You're fortunate to even be there. I'm saying this is a place in all after hours where niggas like us go and kick game. See, for you lame motherfuckers, kick it means talk about something important. Whereas you stupid motherfuckers would get a chance to come in the after hours. And you would, you know, see us there. We would be talking. And then you would say, hey, you walk by and see us. Look like we drinking and smoking weed and blowing cane. Look like we just having fun. And as you walk by, can we come in here and sit? You don't want to hear us. You just want to come in the room. No, motherfucker, can't you see we kicking it? And they would leave. But what is that telling them? They can't come in because we sitting smoking weed and getting high, otherwise just bullshitting with each other. No, we kicking it. We talking about something important. Yeah, we getting high. Yeah, we doing all the shit you see. But what you don't see is the subject of our topic. So what I'm saying is, to them, kicking it looks like just talking. And then them bitches came out with that record, Jazz Kicking It. And all you motherfuckers took it as if that's what it is. But now you know, kicking it is when you want your privacy to speak with people on your level. And you're speaking without whispering. Otherwise, you're kicking it. No, you can't come in here. We kicking it. Oh, okay. I guess if I was your friend, I could come in and kick it too, huh? You fucking assholes. What I'm saying is kicking it means some important people are talking about some important shit. And I get a lot of people simply just asking questions about the game, and not one of them understands the point that I be trying to make. You know what? God, I hate you guys. I'm starting to have, look at that, it ain't that many on here because I know it is a football day. But you motherfuckers, there's 50 of you guys on here, at least in the queue. Nobody's asking those questions. Are you guys all that scary? Jeez, man. Don't call in and come out, hey, I just wanted to support you, blah, blah, blah. Don't call in for that. I don't need that. don't want that shit. Get some nerve and call in and ask a real question, you punk ass motherfuckers. Jonathan Wright, Absalom Pinsky, or whatever that fucking word is. Boom, Busy, Rico LaFleur, Fleur, or whatever. Whatever, Shuji, or whatever, fucking Roski, whatever. See, all you Georgie, Porgy, all you motherfuckers are here, but you just punks. The fuck is wrong with y'all? None of you motherfuckers can talk. You just can listen. And let me tell you something, motherfucker. I purposely make sure you can't use none of this shit you hear. It's like, well, you can use some of it. But it's like, this puzzle take 10 pieces. And I'm giving you 6 very important pieces. And you think you can figure out the rest. Go ahead and figure it out. And when you do, cool. Holler at me. Holler at me when you figure it out. I ain't stupid. So, what I'm saying is, you get what the fuck you pay for. You do. Don't just ask me questions. Listen to my audiobook. Or read my paperback. I'm saying shit. And once you do that shit, have a situation, you know, something that you want to talk to me about, then we can kick it. That way, you've actually made some sort of effort to earn speaking with a motherfucker like me. You motherfuckers think that all you can do is just ask questions. Do not just ask questions. You got to seek gain by having something that you're talking about that needs clearing up. That's that abadabra. That's what real motherfuckers do. I'm telling you, you get out what you put in. Yeah, if you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get shit out. That's true in anything you do in life, but it's especially true for a nigga in this fucking game that I'm in. So, I put my heart and soul in everything I do, my heart, body, and soul into the game that I represent. And I'm living the rewards from, you know, my efforts. And I'm living my rewards as we speak. I'm not waiting, you know, to the end. My audiobook, Rosebud the American Pimp, that motherfucker allows you not only to hear what's going on, to actually understand the intentions and the meaning and the mood of what's going on. That's a lot. That's big. I didn't know shit about becoming the giant until our motherfucker started hanging out and risking all with motherfucking giants. If they giants, them niggas know every way in the world to get me for my bitch. That's why motherfuckers didn't fuck with them. Man, I had to get into the lion's den and risk them motherfuckers killing me because I got in there and killed lions barehanded. And what I'm saying is only then did the big niggas respect me enough to really welcome me when I, you know, can nigga come in my house. Yeah, Rosebud, come on, have a seat. And then when I sit there, somebody, can we come in and now, you motherfucker? Can't you see we kicking it? There's a difference there. If you don't fucking see, you deserve it. This is how it go. Shit. Every night I did that shit, before I sat down, I wrung my sponge out. Because I knew I was going to be soaking up a lot of motherfucking game. Now, is your sponge wrung out? Are you getting this shit I'm talking about? Because I'm really talking about something. I'm not just talking. There are a few first moves that you should make to have a giant rep in this pimp game. First and foremost is to make it possible for your woman, your hoe, to get the fattest traps available off that blade. You have to make you have to do shit to get money. I didn't spoil my hoes, but I certainly rewarded their dedication to me. I wasn't insecure with the comments them motherfuckers used to make about what I did for my hoes. Because I bought hoes new cars. I bought them apartments. I just did shit. And what I'm saying is the motherfuckers, you know, started hating on me about it, but I didn't care. What those niggas didn't know, what those niggas didn't think about was a whole paying me a car note every day. And insurance. And I pay that shit in some motherfucking money. So I got 29, let's say that total is 500. I got motherfucking $14,500 in my pocket because I spent 500. Come on, man. You guys are stupid. Who's winning in that scenario? I had bitches in their own apartments, and they didn't have to pay for no trick pad to turn no dates or none of that shit. Who won in that scenario? The hoe was with me for at least a year before I even thought about buying her a new car. And I didn't, you know, I didn't pay for it. I didn't really buy it for another motherfucking few months after I started thinking about it. So in reality, the business paid for 15 cars. Because in 30 days, paying the car note and the fucking insurance, you got 36, most deals back then was 36 months. That car paid for in 1 year. I mean, in 1 month. Why would I trip? I'm going to get 12 more months out of this bitch before I even pay for a year. Shit. You guys are sick. Every fucking time I bought a bitch a car, I put that motherfucker, that bitch name, and she rode down the track showing out. And every time I bought a bitch a new car, apartment, or whatever, I called new bitches. Based on the new bitch liking how I rewarded my hoes. Come on, man. This is stinking. What I'm saying, my ego was such magnitude that I could not do what ordinary pimps did. I just couldn't. What was average, or what that average motherfucker did, I made sure I did not do. I just made sure I did not do that weak-ass shit. I sat up at night and I dreamed of the moves that I was going to make to propel me into greatness. I got that shit from Tay kicking it with that nigga from Hollywood Gene. Who the fuck can see the hole in a room staring at a computer? Who in the fuck get anything from the bitch sitting up looking at that computer waiting for your money? Man, you motherfuckers. Most of you niggas have a price tag on your goddamn forehead, and all the bitch got to do is reach it and you'll take anything. What about no money with real niggas? See, having a motherfucking hoe sitting up on a computer is safe, but that leaves you out of the picture, fella. You ain't in the picture because the picture is painted in the eyes of your peers. Who the fuck can see that bitch in the room? It's all about you because this show is all about me. I'm a selfish bastard. I'm conceited as fuck. My bitches showed all the other hoes that they were out to get my money by any means necessary. Because them motherfuckers lived large. It definitely wasn't no sitting around waiting. What did I get? I got respect and I got paid. Now, get my audio book and listen to the shit I'm telling you. This shit is real. It's the truth, and we all know the truth is the fucking light. Pimps think all you got to do is ask for the money to these today pimps. You just all you got to do. That's one of the motherfucking things you got to do, but, you know, to be at the top of the game, you better do a whole bunch of shit before you do that. Most of you motherfuckers are cool with living in the lobby of this paper. But the real nigga wanna go to the penthouse. Period. If you don't have what it takes to go to the level that only a few motherfuckers are qualified to go to. Because only at one time, only a few motherfuckers tried. But not everybody wanna do it, so we gotta start looking out. You know, check out the certain moves you gotta do to show that you're deserving. You know, having hoes, that ain't no good, because we know suckers have hoes. Making pimp moves with that hoe dough is what it's all about. That is my mission to you young motherfuckers. And you motherfuckers that I'm fucking with, you don't really know any more than to ask the bitch to get with you. That's all you know. I mean, it's cool to have a motherfucking locker or a safe full of money. But this game is made for you to become a fucking legend. Rich is a bonus that, you know, we can also have. But this may sound crazy to you, but I want the fame. I want the glory, and I want the riches too. I wanted it all. I ain't trying to have some of it. And I learned I ain't gonna fucking get shit staying in my luxury and not showing the fuck off or showing the fuck up, excuse me, in front of all the motherfuckers that can see. Pimps, hoes, the popo, you know, anybody else that can see me. I want it and I got it all. A real motherfucker with this abba-dabba understands the value of showing off how well, you know, he got this cute. High-siding like a motherfucker with them motherfucking hoes brings more hoes. Most of you motherfuckers won't understand that because it takes a real pimp to do some, you know, pimping. I truly believe a lot of motherfuckers claiming this abba-dabba cute don't have a clue to how the shit really goes. And the best way to catch fresh hoes off the track is to let them motherfucking bitches see how well you treat your hoes that's paying. Come on, man. I took hoes to find restaurants, big shows, and any other event that represented doing shit the average pimp had no idea to do. The nigga with this abba-dabba cute, jeez. You need to pimp up, niggas, if you want to have this abba-dabba. You know, show those hoes the value of being with a nigga like you. Or they get the same value that they get from being with them suckers. Because they ain't looking at no shit you doing if you're doing some big shit. So, you know, the value of being with a nigga like you should be visible. Real pimp niggas driving records most times is fucked up. I know mine was. Cause I be backing up in traffic, busting U-turns in the middle of the street, holding up traffic all to get at the next bitch. I kept several G's in my pocket. So when I forgot about I had some tickets or some whatever then turned into a warrant, shit, man, hurry the fuck up, book me, let me bail out. Them tickets and shit, fuck that. Sometimes, you know, I forgot about the shit. Motherfucking roller bill taking my motherfucking ass in. I just pay my motherfucking fine, get my black ass to my car, and bust another U-turn after the next hoe. Because that's what it's about. It ain't about tickets. It's about what you'll do. It was so many pimps in Hollywood at one time that, fuck. If you seen a bitch and you went around the corner to get at her driving legal, you didn't miss the bitch. Somebody else been picked her up. Shit. That's why we real pimp busting is you turn right in the middle of the street on the highway. The nigga busting the a fucking U-turn. Law-abiding motherfuckers miss out on too many loose hoes. So listen, I know this fucking game is on. I know you niggas want to get to it, but I feel obligated to bring you this little session so that you understand it don't stop. I don't care what I have to do. I'm still making time for what I need to do. And I always need to fuck with you motherfuckers, even though y'all punks and don't call in. I mean, it's okay for right now. And when I do stop, and you motherfuckers start saying, "Bud, how come you ain't doing the show no more?" Because motherfuckers, the only people talk to me is Sidewalk University. So since y'all don't talk, fuck y'all. Now, hey, and show you something else. Usually when I start saying that shit, you motherfuckers call in, so you guys must be the real chumps. I don't care if you're a chump. I don't know your motherfucking ass. Leonard Warren, I don't. I'm trying to learn. Irvin Mack, that's not good. Leonard Warren, okay, mine is. Man, you guys killing me. Audiobook sessions, Roger, no number. What the fuck you mean, no number? Wait a minute. Oh, fuck! Matter of fact, wait a minute. That is my fucking number. Hey! I don't care. Fuck y'all, man. I don't care that the goddamn number wasn't up. Hey, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Comments, bullshit, all you motherfuckers. Now, what I'm saying is this. Let me go back to a blog talk. Okay, 1 minute. Whoever the fuck called, we can kick it. But I ain't saying no more. I ain't got to say no more. Fuck y'all. You don't want to talk. I don't give a... That's probably why I didn't remember to put the number up. You don't never fucking call in. Oh, so y'all ain't gonna call in. All right. I'm good. I'm gone.